At a certain level, a person who had to have tremendously would get just so far from a body, and he's liable to just say, well, I don't care, I don't care. Honest, I won't care anymore. I just don't care about it. I don't want anything more to do with it. I just don't want to live anyway, and I'm very unhappy during that whole life, and I'm awfully glad. I don't care, I don't care, don't you see? And somebody else is liable to just say, and not even think about it, see, and just say, but that person was so little alive when he was alive that his aliveness after he has died is also negligible. All right, now let's take a person who is fairly well up, who is fairly strong, who is fairly capable, and somebody knocks off the body. Well, I'll give you a rather interesting reaction on that. I'll show them they can't put me out of the game. And he did a dive halfway across the country and saw a maternity hospital, grabbed a baby, just all in the bang. See? Made him mad. Upset him. Somebody higher than this would not have been in contact with bodies in the first place. So we don't know anything about that, upper reactions. All right. We're talking about death and Homo sapiens. Now, we get an exteriorization here. It's a very fascinating exteriorization because it is totally cognizant. The person knows who he is. He usually has perception, pretty good perception. He knows where his friends are. And for somebody to come around and point out this fantastic spiritual phenomena that somebody appeared to them after he had died several thousand miles away is something like being terribly surprised because a waitress came to the table in a restaurant. Of course, I admit that it's unusual. But for people to wake up during the night and so on and realize somebody has died in battle or died a death of violence of some kind or another is only the amount of confusion which is thrown into a being when his body is killed. If he is killed with sudden violence and he's very surprised about the whole thing, he is sufficiently upset and unphilosophical about the whole thing that he is liable to go around and see his next of kin and the rest of his friends in an awful frenzied hurry. You know, trying to reassure himself that he hasn't gone to purgatory or someplace. Because he doesn't go to any purgatory. It's a total myth. Total invention to make people, a very vicious lie, which was invented just to make people unhappy. I don't like things that are invented to make people unhappy. I'm peculiar, I know, but I just don't like things. He has suffered the loss of mass. Now, if an individual had an automobile, if you had an automobile sitting out here on the street, and you came out totally expecting to find this automobile there, and it's gone, it's been stolen, and so forth, you'd be upset. Well, that's just about the frame of mind Thetan is usually in when he finds his body dead. It's quite interesting, but he is upset. He's disturbed about it. He's below 2.0 on the tone scale. And his main thought is to grasp another body. Well, this he can do finding a young child or something that he could bring back to life. Thetans are pretty good at this, by the way. People wanting to heal things are quite interesting. People who have to heal things and so forth are practicing up, I guess, in case they have to bring a body back to life. But the ordinary entrance is sometime around what we call the assumption. And the assumption occurs within a few minutes after birth in most cases. The baby is born, and then a Thetan picks the baby up. That's the usual proceeding. However, this Thetan could have hung around for a long time. You say, how do people behave? You ask the same question of how do Thetans behave when they suddenly haven't got a body. They behave like people. They'll hang around people. They'll see somebody who's pregnant, and they'll follow them down the street. That's right. They'll hang around the entrance to an accident ward and find somebody that is all banged up. And the being that had that body has taken off, or is about to, or is in a frame of mind to, and does so, and pick up this body and pretend to be somebody's husband or something of the sort. They do all sorts of odd things. It isn't necessarily true that all of this is taped, measured, laid out, and so on. I'm telling you what is standard about this behavior and what is not. When a new body is picked up, if a new body is picked up at all, is not standardized beyond saying it usually occurs most of the time, unless the Thetan got another idea, 2 or 3 minutes after the delivery of a child from the mother. And about the time baby first takes its first gasp, why, a Thetan usually picks it up. Now, would the body go on living without a Thetan picking it up? Well, that is beside the point. It's a case of how fast can you pick one up before somebody else gets it? So there's a certain anxiety connected with this.